Moving on, Palestinians have staged a protest in the occupied West Bank to denounce Israel's settlement construction on their land. The demonstrators marched into the Ma'ale Adumim settlement, which is considered one of the largest Israeli settlements. Israeli forces were deployed to break up the protest. Press TV has learned that the troops used rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the protesters. A number of demonstrators were arrested. Tel Aviv is pressing ahead with its settlement construction plans despite a global condemnation. Joining us on the line from Jenin is Dr. Abdul Sattar Ghassem, Professor of Political Science with the Al Najah University in Jenin. Thank you very much, Professor, for being with us. Now, we're hearing Israel giving more news, every once and again, and that it's going to increase its settlements despite the fact that there is an international condemnation. And there are calls even by the United States that these settlements are not productive in terms of talks with the Palestinians. So what kind of an approach do you think the Palestinians should take towards these illegal settlements?
Yeah, the Palestinians should adopt the resistance, the armed resistance. Israel imposes itself on the Palestinians and continues its aggression through tanks, planes, guns. So the Palestinians should defend themselves. The negotiations are fruitless. They are not going to stop the Israeli aggressions against the Palestinians. And this has been true for the last 20 years. Years after the establishment of the Palestinian Authority. Now, there is an international condemnation, that's true. But there are no international measures against Israel. So Israel is calm, quiet, and she is sure, Israel is sure, that nobody is going to take any measures against her. There isn't any kind of international punishment. If it was Iran or any other Arab country, there would be international measures and international punishments. But for Israel, nobody is doing anything. So it's expected that Israel will continue its settlement activities. And it knows that the Palestinians are not doing anything, particularly the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority apparently is part of the conspiracy against the Palestinians. Even if a Palestinian shoots or throws a stone at an Israeli settler, the Palestinian Authority puts that Palestinian in jail, punishes him, and sentences him, and it might put him for a couple of years in jail. The Palestinians are prevented from the side of the Palestinian Authority to defend themselves. So if we remain in this situation, Israel will continue to have a strong appetite to enlarge its own settlements and to build the new settlements. So we are in a real dilemma, actually, on the level of the Arab countries. So many of the Arab countries are collaborating with Israel. They are cooperating with Israel on several issues, particularly in the security and the military issues. On the international level, nobody is willing to do anything or to take any measure against Israel. And in Palestine, the Palestinian Authority is preventing the Palestinians from taking action or facing the Israelis. If we don't carry the arms, the guns, against the Israelis to deter them, they are not going to stop their aggressive behavior against the Palestinians.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Abdul Sattar Ghassem, Professor of Political Science at the Al Najah University, with us there on the line from Jenin with his thoughts. You're watching The Top 5.